To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And we're starting at the National Weather Service. Let's bring in meteorologist Dave Thomas this morning. As we look at these bitter cold temperatures around here this morning, just how cold is it, Dave, and when do we get out of this?
Good morning. We are once again in the single digits and even a few locations below zero this morning. And those cold temperatures will begin to moderate here through the daytime and throughout the daytime tomorrow.
We're talking about the cold right now. You say they begin to moderate. When do we snap out of it?
All right. By Wednesday, tomorrow, we're looking for temperatures actually climbing up to the upper 30s, which is going to make for a little bit of rain across the area. They'll be actually beginning out as snow.
All right. What about snow for Western New York? We were thinking that there's some snow coming in later on today. Is that the case? I know there's a winter weather advisory for parts of the area tomorrow.
Yes, we'll have a little light snow this afternoon. Not looking for much accumulations, generally around an inch or so for most of the areas, except for the Buffalo and the North Towns area. We're going to have a little skinny area of lake effect snow band this evening that will drop a couple inches of snow additionally. Then tonight we'll have a little bit of a break, and then we'll have more widespread snow coming in late tonight and transitioning to rain showers throughout the daytime on Wednesday.
So that rain, is that just going to wash away what we have on the ground?
It will make for a nice snowpack here. So for the higher terrain south of Buffalo, that snow might actually just remain all snow throughout the daytime on Wednesday with several inches of snow accumulating on the hilltops.
Yeah, what is the accumulation you're looking for in those areas south of Buffalo tomorrow?
Yeah, south of Buffalo, we're looking for 4 to 6 inches of snow, mainly on the hilltops where the going over the rain is the least likeliest.
What is the maybe more difficult commute that you might be looking at probably tomorrow, in the morning or the afternoon?
Yeah, Wednesday morning, we could see a little bit of slick roads as the snow goes over to rain showers, and we still got frozen ground out there, so any untreated roads could have some icy spots. And then by Wednesday afternoon, we're looking at more snow cover, especially on the hilltops south of Buffalo.
Okay, we'll watch for that. Hey, Dave, thank you. Dave Thomas with the National Weather Service joining us live this morning. It all begins early tomorrow morning with some snow all across the South Towns and ski country, 4 to 8 inches down there of snow and gusty winds, what we can expect.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.